Do I go first or do you go first? You do, right?
I go first.
Do you think? Yeah, that sounds right.
Do we say anything before hi, or do I just, like, do we say hi? Or do we, I just go, I'm Court.
I feel like you can, I mean, we can do it however.
I forgot.
People are going to listen to these months apart. They won't know.
They won't remember.
The real ones won't.
I think I say, hi, I'm Court.
Oh, and I'm Jackie.
Yeah.
And we're two gay Leos.
Okay, well, we got to do one more time.
Yeah, but I like that, but also there's part of me, and we can talk about this later too, but I like listening to a podcast and they're like shooting the shit beforehand and then it starts.
That's what happened last time.
Oh, that is what happened. I like when that happens.
Episode one.
Yeah, if you're
episode two.
If you're familiar.
If you're up to date with our podcast episodes, Jackie.
I'm not, because I have never listened and I never will. Like, people will talk to me about the podcast and I'm like, tell me if I say anything stupid. Like,
oh my god, or, like, people are talking to you about the podcast.
Yeah, my friend Tiffany. Shout out Tiffany.
Did she listen to it?
Yeah, yeah.
Did she like it?
Yes, yes.
So I'm also looking for feedback.
She reviewed it. She.
Oh my god, I was going to share the review later, but we share reviews at the end of the podcast. So if you leave a review and you want to maybe get a shout out, keep listening.
Yeah, or if you want to be like, if you want to get a shout out, you could just be my best friend, like Tiffany.
So you have one of two options. One is a little bit easier than the other.
Yeah,
I would say on your way to pursue friendship with Jackie, best friendship, actually, you have to review the podcast or she won't even consider you.
Absolutely. Yeah. So your choice.
Tiffany's only her best friend because she reviewed the podcast.
Yeah, I didn't know who she was until we started this podcast. I wasn't in her wedding 5 years ago.
No. All right, let's do the intro.
Okay.
Okay. Hi, I'm Court.
And I'm Jackie.
And we're...
Two gay Leos.
And this is where we would insert our theme song we're going to get.
Oh, that's exciting. I didn't even know if we had a theme song.
We don't, but I want one.
But I was like, but we could, and I just wouldn't have known it because I've never listened.
I'm not going to tell you when we get one.
I know. And it could be like, Jackie sucks. And like, I wouldn't. I'd be like, okay, this is fine.
And then you'd come on and be like, I love this. This is such good vibes for my life.
We have a theme song. I love it. No, if we get a theme song, well, when we get a theme song, I'll have you send that to me so I can hear it. Because I want to hear that as long as my voice isn't in it.
I want to do a theme song and then I want to do like a dubstep remix to our theme song.
That's amazing.
Okay, I'm going to give you an intro to this episode.
Yeah, sure. Let's do it.
How do I intro the episode? Last month, we talked a little bit about identity and how we identify. But then we also talked about identity, the importance of maybe labels. We touched on that. And then we also talked about some kind of TikTok drama that has to do with identity.
Mm-hmm.
And this month, I wanted to expand a little bit on that and talk about specifically labels and the use of language when we talk about ourselves and the importance or lack of importance of those labels and language in reference to the LGBTQ plus community.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a couple very specific questions that I think have been very controversial on TikTok that I'm interested to hear your opinions about.
Sure.
And just talk about the nuance and how we're all experiencing these things differently.
Okay.
Before we get into that, we're starting off every episode with a little get to know each other question where mm-hmm. we get to just talk about something. So this week's question, there's two basically.
Okay. I'm so nervous.
Since this episode will come out in October, the first question is like, describe your perfect autumn day. What are you drinking? What are you eating? What are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
And then the second question is, you're dressing up for Halloween. What does that look like? What kind of costumes do you go for?
Whoa, loaded question.
I know.
I was also really scared. I thought that, like, I thought this is where we were getting canceled. And I was like when you were like, okay, so I want to talk about the importance of labels and this and that. And, you know, it's Bi Visibility Week and I would like to erase the bisexuals. Like,
I
hot
<didn't>,
take.
I didn't say it.
Also, I've been thinking, sorry, just like, this is me getting all over the place. But I've been thinking about it and I think maybe I do identify as bi. I think I may be okay with it now. I don't know. But, I mean,
let's just test it out.
Gender, sexuality, everything's fluid. But I've been, like, with it being Bi Visibility Week, I was like, oh, like, that doesn't feel wrong. And I think people speaking to bisexuality is not, like, I don't want to be perceived as I like two genders. Because the gender is a spectrum and I like everyone. Like, that's, you know. But, yeah, I'm feeling okay about it. Because also so many of, like, the memes and stuff about bisexuals, I'm like, it me, I'm that.
Cute.
You know, so it's like, I do, yeah. like, I do, I've always identified with, like, the culture. But I think that I said I was pan for a while, but this isn't answering either of the questions that you asked, but that's just me talking about a gay thing.
That's an update.
That's an update
from last episode.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's just something I've been noodling on, and I think I might be okay saying. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
So. See, this is like a beautiful example of how it's okay to change.
Yeah. Yes. No, totally. And like, I think it's really cool. Like, I don't know, like reclaiming bisexuality. Like, I think I didn't want to claim it because I didn't want to be misunderstood, which I was just talking to someone about the JoJo stuff with her not liking the term lesbian a while ago, again. And I was just like, you know what? Like, just because people might misunderstand, like, I know what that means to me, and I can talk about it with people. And I saw someone posting, like, if someone says they're bisexual, instead of assuming, asking, like, oh, what does bisexuality mean to you? Because some people might only be interested in two genders and might have a different mindset, and that's their B.
Yeah.
So, fall times. I don't know, man, a whole day.
You don't have to describe your whole day. I just want the general vibe, or like, I really love haunted houses, or,
sure,
you know.
Sure.
I really love eating apple cider donuts. You know what?
I've never had apple cider donuts, and I would like some now that I'm living a vegetarian lifestyle, because I know they existed until I was already vegan, and so I've never had them before. So I would like the opportunity to have those.
We messed up.
Yep.
We had
apple cider donuts.
But you guys would mess up if you had it.
That I bought from the store that I brought to our other friend's house this morning. There was one left and we left it there for them.
Oh, no. I want to get like the apple cider donuts, like the fresh ones.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they're better. Yeah. I think I need that in my life. I feel like there's this idea, because I'm like an alternative person, I'm an alt girl, that people think I'm like, oh, Halloween, spooky, like that's my vibe. Plot twist, it's not.
Yeah.
I'm not a big Halloween person. This year I'm leaning into it. Like, I'm more excited than I normally am. But yeah, I love a fall moment. I love pumpkin things. Like, everything's pumpkin right now. That's really exciting. Hot drinks. Now that I'm vegetarian, I've been fucking around with like Starbucks fancy drinks. I had my first like real true pumpkin spice latte, because I've only ever had other ones that were vegan made, and Starbucks's isn't, so it's like, wow. I'm a part of the culture.
How did you feel about it? Did you like it?
I loved it. I totally get the hype. I mean, cool. I'm not surprised, you know. But yeah, I think maybe I'm not a big Halloween-y person, so I just haven't done a lot of it. Like, I've never done a corn maze. I would love to go like to a pumpkin patch, and I've never done apple picking, I don't think. Like, it's just, like, maybe I did as a kid, but I haven't in a really long time. So, it's like, I like fall because it's cooling off and I can wear cute outfits again. Well, my summer outfits were cute, too, but you know what I mean?
Summer is our season, but
fall is our aesthetic.
And I love that. I feel that in my bones, because, like, I'm a summer babe, and I feel that through and through. Like, me as a person, summertime. But at this point, I'm like, I want to wear cool clothes.
Put me in a sweater.
Yeah.
Like, put me in a turtleneck every single day.
All I have are, like, crew necks and hoodies and beanies. My God.
Costumes. Like, do you dress up for Halloween then?
I always do. I never have Halloween plans, like, ahead of time. But every year I'm like, oh, what am I going to be?
Yeah.
You know, I already know. Like, I've been known. I decide ahead of time kind of, like, what I feel like, what my vibe is. But as soon as Halloween's over, I'm like, oh, I could be this. I could be that. Like, I'm constantly thinking of Halloween costumes. This year, I saw this cute black tulle dress on some girl's Instagram stories that she was selling, and it's like this big poofy tulle dress, and I was like, I'm going to be Helena from the My Chemical Romance music video. I'm going to be Helena. And I was like, that's so fun. Like, I've just never thought of it, but okay, tell me all your things. I want to know fall days, costumes, vibes.
Okay. Ultimate fall day, I'm watching Over the Garden Wall.
Oh, I've never seen it, but I feel like I love it.
It is so cute. You have to watch it. I love it so much. I like to sing all the songs.
It's very cute. So it looks cute. Very cute. I feel like, yes. It's like sad and dark.
It's like sad and dark and cute, but it's also so funny.
Okay.
There's
okay.
Like parts of it that it's just like humorous, and they're just like cute little kids. Mm-hmm. So I'm watching that. I love apple picking. I love going to the pumpkin patch. I love a good photo op in those places. I love apple cider and apple cider donuts.
Yeah.
I decided that I like pumpkin beer.
Oh, cute, cute, cute.
Crazy. And that's kind of my day. Once in a while, I like a little haunted house moment, but mostly because I like to pretend that I'm not scared. You know what I mean?
Oh, I'm always scared.
I used to go to like haunted houses like with my best friend as a kid, mm-hmm. when we'd always go with her dad, but we'd be like, we're not scared. And if we're not scared, nobody can scare us. You know what I mean? Like we That's were trying a, to do that to not be scared. I totally and get I still that. Do that as an adult.
That sounds like you.
Yeah. And then the other year, Elena and I went to one and it was okay. But there was a really creepy part that they put a bag over your head.
Stop it.
And you have to walk through this space just holding onto side rails.
I would never. I hate everything about
it. Was this pre-COVID?
I
think this might have been...
Plot twist, it wasn't a bag. They put masks on you, and they're like, can you please put a mask on? It's COVID. Plot and you're twist, like, this is so scary.
Plot twist, I actually think this was in COVID, and so I thought it was a little bit weird. I was like, how are they sanitizing this bag? These bags?
I think that's exactly what we thought, too. Yep.
But we were also like...
But also smart on them. It's COVID. Put a bag on everyone's head. Yes.
Exactly.
Oh, that's funny.
But I don't always like a haunted house, but once in a while I can get into that. And then...
Haunted house is scary, but I feel like I could do, like, a haunted, like, hayride. Like, if I'm just on this thing, it's moving. There's no out, but I can, like, hold on to, like, the hands of the people who are with me. Hopefully nobody's gonna touch me. Like...
Yes.
I don't like that. And no one's gonna put a bag on my head.
And most of them can't touch you. Like, I think you have to sign a waiver to be at a haunted house that they can touch you legally.
I think I still get scared they're going to. You know what I mean? Oh, no, haunted houses spook me. I mean, that's the point. But
that is the point. But you don't have a death wish.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
Yeah, my mom loves horror movies. And I just like, I don't feel like that there is that many good horror movies anymore because I'm not a jump scare person. Like if I want a horror movie, I want a psychological scary movie. Mm-hmm. I don't just want a scary monster to jump out or a scary doll like that. I don't like. But we were really spooked out talking about some good scary gay content. Elaine and I were really spooked watching Bly Manor.
Oh,
and
sure.
It's queer. So like I would recommend that if you're like need something a little spooky.
Yeah, because I've just never gotten into horror films. Like it just isn't something that like I'm avoiding, but it just hasn't come up. Yeah, and so I haven't seen a lot of really big horror movies. I would like to, but it hasn't come up for me. And I think I also don't love, like, I really don't like gore. Like, I don't want to see people getting hurt. But
me neither.
Hate but gore.
As a human in this world, I love, like, ghosts. Like, I love ghost stories. Like, I'd watch, like, a ghosty movie. I've never seen, like, Blair Witch Project, but I feel like I really like that. Like, this is a real thing that's scary. Like, I like that. You know,
let's watch Blair Witch and record ourselves, and then we'll post it on the Patreon.
Sure,
I would really like Bly Manor then. I think because it's not gory. It's like
it's a good, spooky.
It's a spooky mystery. Yeah,
and it's a show.
I like that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you weren't, I didn't know if you were familiar if it was like a movie or a TV.
It's no,
like
I know. Series. I'm like familiar-ish. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. That sounds cool.
And it's really, really cute and queer. So like that a lot. And then Halloween costumes. So I don't know. I am somebody who wishes I was more into Halloween costumes than I am. Like, I love the idea of it. I love the prep of it. I mean, like, the idea of, like, getting all the pieces and putting that together in my head. But I don't like the actual doing of the costume. Like, getting all this. It's like day of and I, like, don't want to commit. Like, I don't want to wear the wig. Or I don't want to, like, do the uncomfortable thing. I'm trying to think. Elena, did we dress? I don't. Oh, I think last year for the last 2 years for Halloween, I just wore my pink alpaca kigurumi.
Oh, cute.
Like that was the costume.
I was a wood elf last year. Didn't you do something similar?
Oh, yeah. Last year we were elves. I forgot that we went to a show and we were elves.
Mm-hmm.
That was cute. I like that. I like the fantasy thing. I think I'm going to do some elf thing this year too, because we're gonna go to Massachusetts and we're gonna go to the Ren Fair the weekend before.
Stop. Are you guys going to Salem?
Yes. We want to go to Salem on Friday.
I've heard amazing, amazing things, and that time. Oh, that's really cool. I'm very jealous.
So I'm excited to go during the fall season and be in Massachusetts in the fall because like New England is beautiful.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, that's so cool. I think like you were talking about Halloween costumes. It's not that I like the Halloween part. I like the costume part. I love like a theme party or something. And so I think I just get really excited about committing to, like every Halloween costume I go in, I'm in 100%. And so like this year being Helena, I've been thinking about it for months and like, I don't even know if I'm going to go anywhere.
Well, you have to.
Like, that's it. It's like, I think it's like manifesting. Like if I just like plan this costume, the event will come.
Helena, do you want to give us your fall stuff?
I love fall. So when people ask me like what my favorite season is, I'm always like hands down summer. But as soon as spring starts, I'm like, oh my God, May is the most beautiful month of the year. But then October starts and I'm like, oh, look at the leaves. Look at the pumpkins everywhere. It's so cute. We get to decorate for Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday.
Really?
Yeah, I know it's bizarre.
So what does your fall day look like?
We wake up slow. You go outside and you're like, ooh, I need to wear a sweater. Dope. Go for maybe a small walk. Definitely like that. We go to do some outdoor activity, pick some apples, find some cool gourds, look at pumpkins.
Nothing like cool gourds. Cool gourds.
Okay, but we found so many cool gourds yesterday. Like,
grab a beer and like be a little bit chilly with your nose just a little tiny bit nipped.
Play Hammerschlagen.
Play some Hammerschlagen. I'm wearing a Henley. I'm wearing cozy socks. I'm wearing boots. And I'm wearing a flannel over my Henley. And maybe a beanie or a nice hat, like a stately hat.
And Elena's looking hot.
Oh, I believe it.
And then the night is followed by some soup and a fire.
Soup? I've been thinking about soup. I've been thinking about chili.
Chili season.
And then Elena, what is your Halloween costume? Like, what do you like to go as? What are you dressing as? What do you enjoy about dressing up? If you enjoyed it all.
So I've also never been really a big Halloween person ever. Like, to me, having to go shopping to buy clothes that I'm going to use one time is a nightmare. Like, shopping for me in general is a nightmare.
It is?
Yeah, I'm not a big shopping person. Especially for clothes. Like, no. I have to be in a very specific mood, and it happens once every 5 years.
Interesting.
Yeah. I know. So my favorite costumes tend to be ones where I can just like wear a big onesie or something like that.
I mean, that is a really good costume. Simple.
Okay, so let's jump into the topic of today's episode where we're talking about labels. And sure. I have a couple questions.
Yes. Oh my gosh, I don't even know the questions yet. I keep like goofing off and okay, tell
you
me.
You don't know the questions. These have been some controversial conversations that are happening on TikTok and I thought it'd be interesting for us to talk about them. You can give your opinion, I'll give mine. And I'm sure we'll land somewhere in the middle because everything is nuanced.
Sure.
Okay, so this question has been on my TikTok page a lot, and I have pretty strong opinions about it. Okay, so the question is, can trans men identify as lesbians?
Oh, I think yeah. Oh, wait. No. What? Okay.
And that's why I said you might not feel comfortable like it's your place because you are neither a trans man or a lesbian. But I feel like you sometimes have such a great nuanced way that you think and talk about things. And so yeah. I was just interested to hear your initial opinion.
Okay. My opinion on this could change absolutely as I get more information. I might not have enough information. But like in my heart, I feel like if someone has a label that they identify with, I don't want to take that away from them. And I would imagine there are a lot of trans men who have the experience of maybe identifying as a lesbian when they aren't out as men and have lived a life as a lesbian and are part of like lesbian culture and all these things. And I don't think, oh, you come out as trans, I get to take that away from you. Like, I don't think that that's fair to me. Like, I know there are some people who identify as lesbians who don't identify as women. You know, like lesbian being like, I'm a non-man who's interested in other non-men, but I also don't, but also trans men are men. So I don't want to take that, you know what I mean? Like, I don't want to take that away, obviously, but I think it's incredibly nuanced. And I think if a label feels comfy to you, I'm not going to say, oh, you're a trans person. I'm going to take this away. Like, what the fuck? You
know? That's my take. Exactly. It is so interesting that TikTok feels like they are not very nuanced, that they would say, oh, of course trans men can't be lesbians. And that felt so weird to me because, yeah, a lot of trans men have lived experiences as lesbians or might not even present or be perceived as a man. So like if they are out with their partner who maybe is a woman, they might be still being perceived in society as a lesbian relationship.
Yeah.
And so to take away that experience, if somebody wants to identify that as that, now I'm not saying all trans men are lesbians. Of course not.
No, because there are a lot of trans men who don't identify that way. That's like, I just feel like if that's your identity, who am I to take that from you?
Exactly. And I think a trans man identifying as a lesbian who has probably lived experience mm-hmm. as a lesbian is obviously so different than a cis man being like, oh, I like women, I'm a lesbian. Like, those are not the same thing. Mm-hmm. That is why Drake is...
Are you fucking kidding me? He said that?
I think, doesn't he have like a song lyric or something where he joked about being a lesbian?
Drake does have a song lyric where he jokes about being a lesbian, and that is why Drake is an enemy of the pod. Okay. I thought you would have a similar opinion about that. I just thought it felt so weird that people had such a strong opinion about that. And I don't understand why somebody would have that other opinion. It's like not your opinion to have. Even as I identify as a lesbian, and I would happily welcome trans men into lesbian spaces and would happily accept a trans man who wanted to identify as a lesbian for whatever reason.
Right. And like, I just feel like I don't know everything. I've met a lot of people and I've changed my opinions on a lot of things. You know, like at one point in my life, I didn't know that trans folks existed, you know? Yeah. And so finding that out was like, oh shoot. Okay. That makes sense. And so if I meet someone and I meet a trans man and they're like, oh, I identify as a lesbian. Like, oh shoot. Cool. I didn't realize that was a thing you could do. And I love that for you.
Yeah.
Like, I think, who am I to stop you? But also like, I'm not the owner of the lesbian title. Like, yes.
Yeah. There's a lot of policing happening with labels, which I don't understand because.
ACAB.
Exactly. Mic drop right there. But like the whole idea with, you know, being part of the queer community is that to a certain extent, we don't fit into societal constructs. And so therefore, by living a queer life and embracing that aspect of ourselves, we get to choose.
Yeah.
That's the freedom of it. That's the joy of it. And there's too much policing.
Yeah.
ACAB. Of just people's nuanced identities.
And lived experiences. Yeah. I think we take a label and which is why you were almost afraid to use the label bi.
Yeah.
Because we take a label and we assume so much about somebody that we just completely forget about a whole lived experience that they have as a human on this earth and how they came to that label.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's disheartening and it's really troubling.
Erasure-ish.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like you're erasing somebody's whole identity because they now have a new label.
Also, like, yeah, it feels like there's a million ways that you can be a lesbian. Oh, so yes. I found out about a new one. Oh, awesome. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like what I would imagine people who are upset about this is they feel like if we include this kind of person, that takes away from my experience. And it
does. That's exactly how TERFs feel.
And it does. Exactly. I'm like, yeah. This has nothing to do. Some things don't have anything to do with you.
Oh, yeah. Bingo.
You know,
it's like, hard to understand when you're white.
Yeah, it's hard to understand when you're, when you're not the marginalized group. And it's like, or you're not that, you know,
And I don't even think that there's a bunch of like trans men who are like, oh, well, I'm a lesbian. You guys aren't letting me in. So it's just like, even this discourse, it's like, who cares about somebody else's lived experience and what feels best to them? Like, why does that bother you?
Right. Yeah.
And that doesn't take away from us and that doesn't take away from our spaces.
No, totally. Yeah.
Okay.
Interesting. That's a good question.
I thought that was a good conversation. Okay. I actually have two other questions. I only thought I had two questions, but now I have two others. But I think
do you have a new question based off of what we're already talking about?
Yes.
Okay. Interesting.
So my second question, and I honestly think we might have different opinions about this, which I'm excited for. I'm going to ask the general question, but then the specific question that it stems from.
Sure.
What would you qualify as a queer relationship?
Mm-hmm.
And if you, Jackie, mm-hmm. a bi woman, mm-hmm. are in a relationship with a straight man, is that a queer relationship?
I don't know how I feel.
Okay.
You know, because I think about this, and I don't know. Like, me just, like, thinking out loud. I feel like...
And I haven't prepped you for these questions, so it's also okay that you don't know.
Yeah.
I've thought more about these things, which is why I'm bringing it to this.
I think I could be, like, swayed either way, because I feel like oh, well, if I a queer person, I'm dating a straight person, like, is that a queer relationship? That's, I don't actually know. I feel like it is because I am a queer person, but we're straight passing. But at the same time, if you get, you know, a trans woman and a trans man together, they could also be straight passing, and that's a queer relationship.
Yeah.
You know, I wouldn't say no, but I also wouldn't be, like, riding the hardships of being in a queer relationship as a straight passing person.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I think, I don't know, because I think about, just in general, like, bi erasure being a really real thing, and even, like, being, like, I think, the more I think about it, the more I, like, kind of, I'm gonna get canceled for this. Like, I resonate with, like, JoJo being scared to use lesbian, because I feel scared to use bisexual for different reasons, but, like, there's just, like, connotations, and I don't want people to, like, misunderstand, and I feel like it's just so easy for, like, bi to sound like I'm just a confused kid in high school who kisses girls at parties, but, like, no, I just, like, am in love with every single person I find. Not actually, but, like, you know what I mean? Like,
theoretically.
In theory, I could have a crush on everyone. I could. Who's to say? But I don't know. It's hard because I think, like, I'm still a queer person. Any relationship I'm going to... It's not like... I don't know. I think any relationship I'm going to be in is going to be a queer relationship. Because inherently, I'm queer.
Do you think that you identifying your relationship with a straight... Like, if you're in a relationship with a straight man as queer, takes away from his straight identity?
Hearing the word straight identity just makes me, like, I want to eye roll. Like, oh, why don't we have straight pride?
Yeah.
You know, because, like, we've already had the Old Navy 4th of July sale.
That's enough for 1 year. Come on.
But I also think, like, I feel like, I don't know, hearing straight identity feels like my identity is, like, a white person, where it's like, okay, yeah. You know, like, I'm not worried about your straight identity, respectfully. I don't, because as someone who lived a life before I came out as queer, before I even realized it, I thought I was straight.
Yeah.
You know, and it wasn't like, oh, and that's really important to, I don't know. Do you know what I mean? And I think also even having, I hope this isn't bad. I hope I'm not like, I don't know. I don't want to be an asshole.
I don't think you're being an asshole. And I think you're talking great about your experience. And I totally agree because it's so normal. Straight isn't like, it's not like you're thinking, oh my God, I'm straight. You just are assuming you're straight until you're not.
And also like, not that, I think it's great to have, I think it's great to have feelings, and you can feel however you want, and I can feel however I want, but even having this conversation, no matter who I date, I'm not like, oh, this is this kind of relationship.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
That's like, not even something you're really
talking about. I have never thought about, oh, this is a straight relationship, oh, this is a queer relationship. Like, maybe more really when I'm dating, you know, like, a woman, like, I'm like, but I was also in high school, I'm like hyper aware of it then, and I'd be maybe more aware of it now, but like when I have dated or, like, would be, like, you know, pursuing a relationship with a man, with a cis man, at what cost? I'm not thinking in that moment, is this queer or is this straight? Like, yeah. I know I'm queer. That's my identity. I don't really think about it when it comes to, you know, the relationships I'm in. I'd probably think about it more. And maybe that's why, like, it feels like by erasure sometimes when, like, I am, like, in a straight passing moment, like, I'm not as aware of it as if I was in an obviously queer relationship. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When you're talking there and asking that question back, it's like, why is this such a big topic of discussion right now? And I was like, why does this even matter to answer? And then I just thought about Courtney and I's experience. Just if we're walking around Milwaukee, we feel a little bit more comfortable. But when we are out in a suburb of Milwaukee last night, we thought 3-4 times before we even touch hands and hold hands.
Totally.
And so, like, I guess that's why this is still, like, a relevant conversation. Just, I'm answering my own question. Like, why are we talking about this? Why does this keep coming up on TikTok? Mm-hmm. And I think that's why, because there is a lot of, I guess, what is it? Privilege, we want to say with.
Absolutely.
Not and not privilege being in a queer relationship. And so, like,
being, like, in an obviously queer relationship.
Right.
Because I think that that's it, too. It's, like, I think that, I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but I think that me being a queer person, any relationship I'm going to be in is going to be queer. you know, and but yeah. at the same time, I do have the straight passing privilege.
So my opinion about this, at the end of the day, if somebody wants to say their relationship is queer, I don't care. Like in actuality, I don't really care.
It's kind of going back to our previous comment. Like, we don't get to police everyone's labels.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
But me, like, not even like thinking about it. If I'm straight, if I were to date a straight, if I was dating a cishet man, like, I'm not even thinking about, is this queer? And like, that's privilege.
Yeah. At the end of the day, I don't care what people would want to label their relationship as. I do not think that a cis woman and a cis man in any relationship, even if they are both bi, is a queer relationship. I think they are both queer people who are in a straight or who are in a heterosexual relationship.
Yeah.
And that's kind of, it was interesting because this came up on TikTok a lot fairly recently because somebody was like, me and my boyfriend in this queer like relationship, and people were like, I forgot exactly how it was prefaced, but it felt like they were trying to use like, oh, we're in a queer relationship to talk about like these struggles to make themselves feel really different. But they were just, in my opinion, they weren't in a queer relationship. And that's not to invalidate a queer person, especially somebody who is bi. And I have been somebody who's been queer, but was dating a man, and it was really hard to connect to the part of me that felt queer. Like, it, you know, my life became very like heteronormative.
Yeah.
To Elena's point, I think that's why, and the fact that you said, yeah, you don't even think about it if you were dating a man, is sort of why it feels like it's not a queer relationship, because it's not even something you have to think about or worry about. Mm-hmm. But that does not take away the queerness from your queer identity.
That's a good point. It's like, no matter what, like, I am queer, but that doesn't mean
your relationship you're in is queer.
I take back everything I said. Like, inherently, that doesn't make my relationship queer. I am a queer person, but yeah, no matter, like, that doesn't just mean everything is going to be queer. That makes sense, I think. Yeah.
And even, like I said, if you were dating a bi man, that's like, you two are both queer.
That's
it, too.
It's like, we are both queer people, but that isn't a queer relationship. That's, yeah. That is a, like, heterosexual relationship.
But then again, if you... But we're both queer, if you were both comfortable with calling your relationship queer, it's not, I'm not going to police anybody's labels. I think it's interesting to think about.
Hearing you put it that way, that does make more sense to me. And yeah, I guess like, I just don't want to do anything wrong, especially as someone who is bi. Like, I can't, I'm so all or nothing thinking as a person. I just don't want to like be queer in the wrong way, which I know isn't a thing, but it's just like, I'm like, oh, you know, yeah, I am queer. Every relationship I am is in it must be a queer relationship then. But then hearing you put it that way, I'm like, oh, well, no. You know, it's like, I just don't, yeah.
I think it's also really difficult to be bi and struggle with that because, I, like I said, I was in a long-term relationship with a man and it was really hard to feel like anything but straight. Yeah, and so I think it's so like hard for people to, like, hold on to their queerness. And so I also understand the desire to be like, well, every relationship I am is queer, because it feels like a way to hold on to your queerness a little closer, even in a relationship forward.
It does feel like you lose it. Like, once there is so much privilege in being straight passing, but there is like hurt in people not seeing you.
Yes. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's, I'm not going to say that it's hard. It's nothing. I'm not comparing hardships, but I'm just saying like there, it isn't, it does hurt when people don't see you 100%, no matter what
that
means. It's
hurtful,
yeah. But I think that it's like, yeah, when you become straight passing, it's like you feel like you lose a part of your identity because it's not apparent all the time.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like you guys talking about like being in spaces where you're not sure if you can even hold hands and, you know, like you also don't get to be seen 100% for who you are.
Yeah.
Because it's like scary, you know?
Exactly.
And that's different. Like, that's also incredibly hard and bonkers.
It's so crazy to even think about, because now that I've been in a lesbian relationship for like the past almost 5 years, which is crazy. It's almost like you forget, like, feeling different starts to feel normal in a way that I hope that Elena and I just keep having conversations about, because it's not like normal. But even that, like double checking like where we are, or, oh, should I hold Elena's hand here? Or are people going to look weird? Or I get uncomfortable when there's like parents with their kids. Like I feel like second guess kissing Elena because I'm like, well, what if they feel uncomfortable because their kids are there? You know what I mean? Like parents are so.
And you're just shoving your relationship in their
face. Yeah, the gay agenda. Now I'm going to turn their kids gay. And those like really, really small moments, they happen so often that you start to like almost feel crazy. Like I'm gaslighting myself into things are weird. And then, yeah, it all becomes normal. And it's just, it's really interesting to talk about. And it's like good to, I don't know if there was a point to this. It's just good to recognize that those things are happening and it's not normal and it's not okay. Even if you can't do anything about it, it's like, that's not supposed to feel like that.
Question for you. Do you think you'd be able to deal with that?
I think I could. I think I'd be more aware of it. It's interesting to hear you talk about it because I have dated a girl, but I've dated a girl. Like we were in high school.
Yeah.
And so I think about that. And like, we obviously like we're in public and we would be open and out. And even like in, at our school for the most part, it was okay, but things did happen and like people would say things. And I think because I was a kid, I felt safe in that. Like I felt like I was never like actually worried about being like hate crimed because I was like a kid.
Yeah.
You know, and like, there's safety in that. And I never worried about other people. What I didn't worry about people's kids seeing me because I was a kid.
Yeah.
You know,
and you almost like, there's a level of caring more in high school, obviously, but some of those things, they just like are so far off. They feel like you care less because it's like, it's not an issue for me.
Yeah, I didn't realize like how impactful like it could be for people who are actively like homophobic or whatever, just like shitheads. Like,
yeah,
how impactful you just existing could be, you know, and I haven't had to think about that much. I think it would definitely be, like, weird reframing it, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I'm trying to think now of just, like, the spaces I'm in and stuff. And, like, luckily, I think most of those spaces, it would be chill. But even, this is, like, such a small thing. But, like, I go to the gym, and I'm always like, oh, what gym outfit am I going to wear? And sometimes I'll wear, like, my, like, extra gay clothes, like my like Milwaukee homo shirt or my thinking about girls crop top, things like that. But I remember the first time I was going to do that, I was like, I hope the instructor's cool. I hope the people in class are cool. Like, it's predominantly women. And I'm like, what if, like, all of a sudden I'm, like, the weird queer kid? You know, like, what if I'm the one who everyone's looking at in the locker room because they think I'm looking at their boobs? Like,
yeah.
I've had those, like, fears growing up. And, like, but it's, like, that's such a small thing.
Yeah.
And it, but it was, like, a thing that, like, crossed my mind that, like, I hadn't thought about. I hadn't thought about in that way in a while because I hadn't been in a place where I was, like, obviously queer presenting.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
But I love that you asked that question, Elena.
Like when you said, like, initially in my head, I'm like, of course. But it's, like,
it's a lot.
I haven't had to. It's something, like, I hadn't even thought about it in that way.
And it's, like, the little things that I notice that every time somebody, like, has to introduce, like, somebody, like, let's say, like somebody has to introduce me as like Elena's girlfriend. Like I hold my breath because I feel nervous that they have to like come out for me, you know?
Yeah.
And that every time somebody says, oh yeah, I'm with Elena's girlfriend without missing a beat, like how relieving that feels and being in situations that people aren't comfortable saying that.
Yeah.
And like often. that's and how hurtful that is. But like, you don't realize you're like, oh, I get it. Like I get that it's hard. Like, and I'm very understanding, so, like, I get that it's hard, but it's, like, it also sucks for me.
No, and it's also just, like, it's not, like, I mean, it's partially just I haven't had to experience that in my adult life, but also it feels like I'm in such a bubble where just all my friends and all my family, like, all my people are understanding, and so it just, like, doesn't come up. Like, I know, you know what I mean? It's, like, I'm only around people who get it, so I'm not in those, like, situations, you know what I mean? Like,
so you're like, oh yeah, I could do it. All my meeting people are good. And then it's like, but
so much happens outside of that. Yeah. And there's the little things and yeah.
Elena and I recently discussed, something that we want to do for our wedding. So we've been talking a lot about, and Elena had, like a friend who got married to her wife. And what they did was like a small ceremony where it was like only a few people, like
were invited. Like, they wanted that ceremony to be small, close, and intimate for the people who, like, they knew really supported them, like, were their cheerleaders.
Yeah.
And then they had a big reception that everybody could come to the next day. And instead of having to do our own mental calculations on who we think would or wouldn't be comfortable or whatever, we wanted to, on our wedding invitations, basically invite people to both, but with a little caveat. And I think, Elena, you say best. Do you want to?
Yeah. Is that if you feel like you're not going to woo when we kiss, please don't come to the ceremony. Or if you feel like you might have to look away because you feel uncomfortable, please do not attend the ceremony.
What if it's because you're heartbroken that you're not also smooching you guys at the same time?
You can come. I want a picture of, like, the single tear going down. Not your face, Jackie, but, like, somebody who
could be,
like,
you. Could possibly feeling that way. I don't know. I'm just, yeah. Hypothetical.
Yeah. I want a hypothetical
photo. Like, that face
photo.
In focus with a big fat tear and then us
kissing
kind of blurry in the background.
But then when you post that on your Insta story, you better do a woo gif.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I can't believe you say gif. Oh, no.
Oh, gosh.
My toxic trait is I do say gif.
That's really hard, but I guess, yeah.
I want to just bring it back out to the viewers. The viewers, the listeners, I don't know. What are we on?
Us.
Whatever we're on.
To be viewed.
View us longer, please.
What do you guys think out there? Excuse me, not you guys. You all.
We're from the Midwest.
Know,
so when we say you guys, we literally, it's our y'all. It's very
cool
different.
Cats and kittens out difficult. There. What do you think about identity and queer relationships and not queer relationships? Let us know in the comments on Instagram or whatever else platform you're watching this on. We want to know.
Like, send us an email.
I was going to say, send us an email. Like, because all I want to do is, like, learn, and I don't want to get anything wrong, which is really hard to do as a human being existing in this world. And so if I say something and you're like, shoot, that is not correct. Like, tell me, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, you can send us an email at twogayleos@gmail.com. And it's great because even though Jackie knows the password, I think she kind of, even though I told her, she doesn't know it. So
you
she
told me the password?
So she won't go on there. I told you the passwords to all of our things.
Really?
Yeah. Yes. And it's, beep, 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 beep.
I've never known it. I promise you. Like, I'm sure you've told me, but I don't know it.
Oh, okay. It's cute.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's Courtney and Jackie in love forever and ever for the brand.
No, it's not.
No,
it's... I really thought I never had this password.
I thought I told you. I might have.
You.
I might have, like, told you, like, in passing. Like,
probably,
oh my god, I made us our password. Isn't it cute?
I can see that. And, like, me, because, okay, because I was like, I was like, oh, well, I can't log into any of our things, which is probably for the best. Oh, that's funny.
But you can send us an email at twogayleos@gmail.com and tell us your thoughts and opinions. Tell us if we got anything wrong. Because, yeah, this is just us having a conversation and stating how we feel about it. But we're always open to learning and other experiences and having a discussion about it.
Yeah, totally. Like, I would love to hear if someone has a different take. Like, please share.
Okay, I have one last question for you.
Yeah.
And while Elena preheats the oven for our croissants.
Oh, I forgot about croissants.
Okay, my one other question. And this has also been controversial on TikTok. How do you feel about lesbians telling bi girls to keep their cis straight boyfriends out of queer spaces? And let me preface this. I don't know if you've seen any of these videos, but there's been lots of videos just saying, hey, like, don't bring your boyfriend to the lesbian bar.
Mm-hmm.
They're not as... Maybe there's some that are more aggressively asking, but the ones that I've seen have not been, like, aggressive. As somebody who could potentially be dating a straight man.
Yeah. I mean, that's really tough.
That's hard.
I think, again, there's a lot of nuance, and, like, I think, like, okay, if it's me and I'm the bisexual and, like, you guys are my lesbian friends and, like, we're going to go out to Walker's Pint and I have a boyfriend in this moment, like, I feel like you guys wouldn't be like, no, don't invite him. But I think, like, I would be, like, in, like, my empathetic, be like, oh, maybe you should stay home. Like, I would just go out my way to be like.
Girls' night.
Yeah.
Gays' night.
Gays' night. Because it's, again, it's like, yes, I am a queer person, but the person I'm dating isn't.
Yeah.
And I just don't want to make someone feel uncomfortable. Like, because I also feel like, even as a bisexual, I would relate to if we went to a lesbian bar and we saw a straight man there, I'd be like, gross.
Even if you were dating a man at the time.
And it was my boyfriend. Yeah. Ew.
Who invited you? Came in the same car.
It just feels like, I don't know. I'm not saying anybody's not allowed. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to be like, oh no, you're not allowed. Cause I also, there's the bigger topic too of like straight women having their bachelorettes at gay bars.
Yeah.
And it's really loaded because I think straight women feel safe in those spaces too, but yeah, for different reasons, and those spaces aren't for them, but also where is the place for straight women to feel safe?
That's kind of sad.
But then also, why is that the queer community's responsibility to be that safe space for them?
No, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That tickled me wrong. Like, I don't know if it's anyone's responsibility, like, to make anyone feel safe, but I don't know. I just, why do we gotta be hating? Like, I get it's like, annoying.
Like, I totally get, like, what you're saying, but, like, I think I heard that from the same place you did, where it's, like, I come from a place of empathy.
Yeah.
And, like,
I want them to feel safe. I want them to be able to party and dance and get drunk and not be worried that their drinks are gonna get roofied.
Right, like, I know that you're here, like, for a different reason, and, like, I think, but I don't know. It's very loaded, but I'm, like, if we can all just fucking be cool and we can all be a safe space, great.
Yeah.
But I also get that some people come to, like, there's only, like, what, like, less than, like, there's, like, 16 lesbian bars in the country. Like,
I think there's 24.
24.
Now.
Okay, my first guess was 26, but I'm, like, that feels like too many, which sucks. But it's, like, there's only so many of those spaces that I would just hate to take that away from someone, especially as someone who, even if you are a queer person, if you're in a straight passing relationship, every space is for you.
Yeah. And I think that's really beautiful that you're saying that. And I think that's the space that a lot of lesbians are hoping that these bi women are getting to, because it's not, nobody is saying your boyfriends aren't allowed. Mm-hmm. What they are saying is this is a space specifically designed for queer humans, primarily queer women, and cis men are oppressors in our society. Mm-hmm. And so, like, if you want to get a safe space away from them, that's why they were created. And so a lot of the videos I saw were a nice asking. It was like that, right. Hey, like, it's cool if he goes out with his friends and has a boys' night, or you go out with your friends and have a girls' night. Well, can your girls' night be the night you guys, like, are going to the lesbian bar? Like,
right.
Like, can it be your gays' night? You know, yeah, like, sorry, honey, I'm having a gays' night. I'll see you later.
Yeah. And I think too, like, when I'm talking about this hypothetical situation where I have a boyfriend and we're going out, I don't think you guys are going to ask me to go to the lesbian bar that night.
Probably.
And you know, no, we probably mean? Will.
Well, like, yeah, we probably would, yeah.
Really?
Realistically.
Yeah. I mean, if we are going to go hang out.
He's a safe person, too. Like, that's a thing where it gets nuanced, too.
Yeah.
Like, right. Like, I wouldn't, like, bring, like, an asshole. Like, obviously, like, if I'm. That's it, too, is, like, don't date people who suck. Like.
Yeah.
But that's it. But you know what I mean? It's, like, we let men get away with a lot, even if we're dating them. Especially if we're dating them. And so. But I just feel like, I don't know.
If we were going to hang out with you and your boyfriend, we probably wouldn't go to Walker's Pint. No. Like, if we were like, let's the four of us hang out, I wouldn't be like, let's go to Walker's Pint. But yeah, there'd probably be other times I'd be like, hey, Jackie, we're going to Walker's Pint tonight. Do you want to come? And if you would bring your boyfriend, I wouldn't be like, ew, gross.
Right. Like, you guys would like act cool about it too. But there might be somebody there who is like, why is this seemingly straight man? But at the same time, talking about like bringing it full circle, like what if I'm dating a trans man who identifies as a lesbian? And people, like, what if he's straight passing?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that's where the nuance comes in. But that's why I think you asking the question, if you're dating a cis man, and you asking the question, hey, maybe this space isn't for him, I'm not going to invite him when my friends invite me out to the lesbian bar.
Right.
Is different than you being like, well, obviously my, like, trans boyfriend who maybe does identify as a lesbian can come. And if there are more nuanced thought process about that, we're less concerned about the people in our space when people are bringing them in, because we're assuming they're going through that kind of thought process and bringing safe people into the space. Like, that would be the overall goal, right?
Yeah.
You know what they say, right? Assumptions make an ass out of you and me.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I did it wrong. But you get it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, I was just trying to think of, like, it sitting over here trying to play devil's advocate, and I'm pretending that I'm a bi girl who wants to bring my boyfriend
canceled
to a lesbian bar, and I'm like, what's an argument for that?
Is like, if you want to like share your queer identity,
like with your boyfriend.
Yeah.
So there's there's conversations that...
Or it comes to the kind of thing where it's like, you guys are at Walker's Pint, you guys are really good friends of mine, I'm gay, you're gay, I have to be dating a straight person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, and it's like, oh, like...
Or it's like, I brought my brother, my cis het bro, to the pint.
Yeah. Like, I feel like or like bringing them to Pride and these like seemingly safe spaces.
And see, that's... There's been conversations on TikTok about that, like, should... Bi girls bring their boyfriends to Pride. Pride, an outdoor, typically, like, event that is celebrating, I think should include allies. I think that is very different than, like, a lesbian bar. Yes. And I think bi girls should bring their boyfriends to Pride. I think that's awesome. I think they should come hang out. I think that bi girls should bring their boyfriends to, like, maybe, like, we have multiple, like, gay dance clubs. Like, that's a great time. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that bi girls shouldn't bring their boyfriends into lesbian spaces, but I do think that they should think about it. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what lesbians are asking. It's not like your boyfriend's not allowed. And I think that's beautiful that you're like, well, I would think about it. Like,
right, like, I'm always...
Are me and him out?
Overthinking, yeah.
Are me and him out, and they happen to be there, so let's go stop in. Did they invite us both out? Mm-hmm. Or is this a time that I can just go have a night out without this person because he doesn't need to be there tonight? You know, it's just like, just taking the extra second to not assume that these people are welcome or necessary in those spaces.
And also, like, recognizing, like, you could go into a space not thinking about that.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, read the room and be like, oh, shoot, I didn't think about this. I might be making someone uncomfortable. We should leave.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's okay to be like, like, I didn't think about this before I got here. This is reading a certain way. I don't know. I feel like I just want everyone to be cool, man. Like,
yeah. And there are times that I think it is cool. Like, I think when obviously Matt came, we like,
that was actually during June. That's what I was going to say. It was during Pride month. We were doing like Pride activities.
We did jukebox bingo outside. It was so fun.
In my defense, we were celebrating.
No, but it's also like, even if he's not a lesbian, cool, like, your queer experience is important to you. That's a place where you feel safe and happy and you want to share that with him.
Yeah.
As long as everyone's acting cool and, like, no one is freaking out about it. Like, I think let's just have a good time. We can hang out. Like,
totally.
I think that's possible. But also not being he's not entitled to that space just because you're queer.
And
like,
that is a great way to put it.
And, like, nobody's entitled to it. Like,
never feel... Like, he can just go there because he has a gay sister.
And even, like, he knows somebody who's gay.
Yeah.
I have gay friends.
No, yeah, my friend is gay.
But, like, and, like, even though I am queer, if I'm in a straight relationship, I'm not entitled to being in queer spaces because people aren't just going to know. And
in your relationship, like, in that, like, with your partner.
With my partner, even though, like, I am entitled to queerness and I'm entitled to queer spaces, but, like, I might be, like, do you know what I mean? It's, like, people might not understand, you know. Like, I feel like, I'm sure, well, once it was Pride, but I think that there were I saw a lot of, like, bi-wife energy shirts and stuff. Cute. But it's, like, I'm sure that there are straight-passing folks who want it to be known. I'm okay, like, I'm a good one. I'm with my bi-wife.
Yeah, and I loved that. I love that what you said, the word entitled, and I think that there's a lot of bi girls, the reason that I think a lot of lesbians are upset is, like, there's, like, an entitlement, like, that bi girls are like, well, because I'm queer, my boyfriend is entitled to be in this space with me, without thinking about, like, the implications of that. And it's just, like, both, it's nuanced, right? Like both can be true. Like you obviously are entitled to be in this space and to celebrate your queerness and even share that with your partner. But let's think about it a little bit more holistically before we just
assume
that that's cool all the time.
Yeah, I feel like nothing should be assumed. And even if, yeah, like if you're someone who...
croissants.
Yeah, I just think trying to be cool, trying to be empathetic, not assuming.
Yeah.
When you were going off and you're like, you know, I think bi girls who do this and do that. And I was like, I think a bi girl should take me to a lesbian bar and I think we should kiss.
Oh my God. If there are any bi girls listening to this who are single and want to date a really cute, beautiful, super sweet, caring, so talented, thoughtful, super talented, literally drew our podcast
responsible.
Thank you. Independent,
cat loving,
and
more
cat
than one.
And cat loving, human, please email us or send us a DM at twogayleos on Instagram, twogayleos@gmail.com. We are looking to do a dating show where we get Jackie a date.
A hot one.
Oh, God. I'm so embarrassed for me.
Why are you embarrassed?
I don't know. Can you imagine if you had to make a podcast to try and find love? That's not why we actually made this podcast, but can you imagine?
Could you imagine how sweet it is that you put that intention out and then you found the love of your life through it?
That
and
is
you
really
guys
sweet,
get to look
right
back.
Now, I just feel like so
when
sad.
When I give a toast at your wedding, I'm like...
I know you're allowed to give a toast at your own wedding.
I get to give a toast at all my weddings.
Court is speechless.
Lena's like, I really like Jackie because Jackie is so quick that I feel like she keeps you on your toes. Like you say stuff and she like is so quick back at you. And I just feel like you need somebody that challenges you like that.
Oh,
and then it's like you say things and I'm like.
Yeah. Oh, that's fun.
That's yeah. Really cute. I
it's
really
like the
it. It's
first
so
person I've ever seen make Courtney squirm a little.
Oh, that's funny. Because I don't like see myself as that person. So that's exciting.
And it's not like in a bad way. It's not like in
a
great way.
No, I feel like really fun. I'm like soft, but I make you squirm.
Yeah.
That's fun. That's
So if you are looking for somebody who is soft but makes you squirm.
I thought you said squirt for a second.
Oh my God.
No,
I didn't.
Squirm is like just as good.
Yeah, squirm is funny.
I think it's, yeah, equally great.
Okay, this is one last question.
Goodbye. This is two gay Leos.
Goodbye. This is one last little question.
Okay.
This one, I don't have a strong opinion about. As now calling yourself bi girl, do you call the person you're dating your partner, no matter their gender, and how do you feel about in straight relationships, people calling their significant other their partner?
In my opinion, like when I've seen people do it, I like it because I think it normalizes saying partner and you don't have to like, I don't know. I don't want to take away from anyone's experience if there are, because I'm assuming they're queer folks who are like partners just for us. And I don't want to take that away, but I think it's nice. To me, it was nice when I heard people say partner when they were in straight relationships because then you're not outing yourself every time you say part. You know what I mean? Like it normalizes it. Like when... as a cis person, when I drop my pronouns right away, it makes it like a, oh, we can just say our pronouns if that feels comfortable to you. That's how I see them, as like the same kind of thing. I also don't think I'd ever say partner, like actually. Like when I'm dating some, unless I run non-binary and that's what they liked. But it's like I would always say girlfriend, boyfriend. I don't know what my non-binary potential partner would like me to call them.
Does it depend on the audience though? Because I've used girlfriend before with an older Gen X and like boomer audience. And when I was presenting more femme anyway, and people have assumed that I meant like my best friend. Like, oh, this is my girlfriend.
Yeah. When my dad tried like coming out for me, like to his parents, he was like, yeah, Jackie has a girlfriend. And my grandma was like, oh yeah, I had plenty of girlfriends growing up. Like not getting it. Like...
And you're like, why would I be telling you this, Mom, Grammy. If it was just, like, a friend?
Right. I think, like, maybe, I just, like, to me, when I say partner, it feels like I'm playing a role. Like, I'm not actually someone who would say partner. I think I say it now just because it's genderless. Like, when I'm, like, talking about a potential partner.
Yeah.
But
I
actually
say companion.
You wouldn't say a howdy partner?
I would say howdy partner, but that's a different, that's a different, you know. But yeah, partner to me feels like I'm playing a role. Like, that doesn't feel authentic. I think, yeah, I would just say boyfriend, girlfriend. And if, you know, the boomers don't get it, that's on them. But like,
yeah, yeah, it's like, yeah, this is my girlfriend, and then you just make out,
right?
So they get it,
you know.
We're roommates.
Like, oh, you guys are really close. Yeah. I used to make out with my girlfriends too.
Yeah, no, maybe I won't call her my girlfriend. I'll just call her my gal pal.
I like that. Yeah, I totally agree. I think that I like the normalization of it, so people don't have to out themselves all the time. But I will say that every time I see a sort of queer presenting woman and she says my partner and then is a man, I'm disappointed.
I was just thinking, like, while you're asking these questions, like, I know what you're saying, but I was like, it makes me kind of sad when I think about it, because I feel like you guys would like me better if I was a lesbian.
Oh my god, no, I'm so sorry that we make you feel that way.
I don't, like, actually think that, but there's a part of me that's like, if I came out and I was like, you know what, guys, I am a lesbian, you guys would be really excited, and you wouldn't be as excited if I was like, and here's my straight boyfriend.
I think that
which we're... I get, because men are men. Like, I get.
Yeah.
I get it, but I'm also like, oh, like, it feels like now that I'm vegetarian, like, being vegan feels like being a lesbian. And like, at one point in my life, I identified as a lesbian because I was a kid who had only dated girls, a girl.
Yeah.
And then I came out as someone who dated anybody, regardless of gender. You know what I mean? So, like, oh, I'm like not a fully anymore.
We'll tone down our jokes. Because I definitely don't want you to feel that way. And I think that
I don't mind.
Amazing human, and you're going to find an amazing partner. And whether that person is a man or a woman or non-binary, like, I have a lot of trust in you that you're going to find a good human. And so if that is a man, like, even though I do have my reservations against men, not the men you're going to date in general.
But I get it, because I'm also, like, even when I'm talking about dating, I, like, make jokes where it's, like, a man, but at what cost, you know? Yeah. Like,
but if you date a man, I know that it's going to be a good one. And I'm not worried about that.
Okay. I just want to make sure you guys like me, even though I like men.
Oh, yeah, we love
you. I know you guys like me.
We love
you, know what I mean?
And we love you for being bi, and we love that.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
It's okay.
It's okay.
Oh. No, I know you guys love me. But you know what I mean? Is like, I just feel bad that I'm like, it'd be a lot cooler if I was a lesbian, too.
No.
It would.
This podcast wouldn't be as cool if you were a lesbian.
That's true. Well, it would be different.
You're bringing a completely... like, different experience than, like, what I'm going through.
Yeah.
And I really, really appreciate that. Even you just saying that.
Yeah.
And, like, that fear, I think that's a real fear that people have in their... And that's what's the tricky part, right, about being bi, is, like, being in this middle where it's, like, you feel like you lose your queer identity if you date a cis man. But then it's, like, am I gonna lose my queer friends if I date a cis man? And obviously you're not gonna lose it. So we love you.
I mean, we're... getting married.
Yeah, I don't really understand the concern when you know you're not going to end up with a man when you're ending up with
us. I'm marrying two lesbians. That's the thing. It's like, I'm not going to say, like, my partner, because there's two of you.
You're my partners.
My wives.
No, but I mean that sincerely, that I trust.
Yeah, no, I know. I know, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's like, I know actually you guys like me no matter what, but...
I will literally say, and I'm going to keep this on the podcast, and I hope that they listen. You had a crush that we actively were like, our whole mission today at this festival whole mission today at this thing is to find your potential crush that is here, because we were like, is it him, and we were excited about it.
We were excited about
finding him.
Okay,
if that gives you some more, like,
that proof. Does I just want to make sure that it's not like a bummer in the event I do end up in this, because it's like, it's
way easier to find men.
Okay, that's true. Also, like, hi, I took out my mic. And then when that guy who was really sweet, I let him go ahead of us in line, and then he, like, was gonna buy me a beer, and then he saw that I was with Courtney, and then he was like, oh, I just got a mall. Yeah, it's fine. Yeah, yeah. And I was like, oh, you really don't even have to buy us a beer. That's unnecessary.
The one that we sent you a picture of and said, is this him?
And I was like, maybe it was him. Oh my gosh.
Oh, wouldn't that be so sweet?
We literally was like, if that was him, then, Jackie's gonna marry him because the universe.
It's weird they didn't give him my number.
Damn it.
Can you imagine anytime, like,
A man is nice. We're like, here, take our friend's number.
The bar is on the floor.
Well, how about your Instagram? Is that less pressure?
Oh, either is fine. I guess maybe my Instagram is less weird, and then he could like see what I look like.
Yeah.
But that would be really funny if it was like, oh, you seem like a stand-up guy.
You bought us beers? Here's our friend's Instagram.
Elena and I now vow to be goodbye allies and give Jackie's Instagram to everybody we think is cool, even if they're a man.
And stop lamenting the fact that they're a man.
No, but that day, I will say that day we were like, ooh, who is he? Like, we were like,
oh, that's
trying
sweet.
To see a crush.
Well, the thing about me is like, half of the city is my crush. Likely, you know. But that's not, I'm not trying to be a part of a bi stereotype. I just fall in love with everyone because I'm a Cancer moon. I'm a Cancer stereotype, not a bi one.
You get that here. You heard it here first, folks. That's what I meant to say.
Mm-hmm.
I feel bad.
I don't, that was like less like actually like you guys make me feel bad and more like my intrusive thoughts. You guys haven't done anything wrong. Don't feel like you have. It's just.
Valid,
I think it feels.
I think that's a valid fear.
You give me a hard time a lot about it.
But no, but it's not that you guys give me a hard time. It's just like me existing as a bi person. Like when I'm around queer folks, I feel like I'm not enough. Not because you guys do anything wrong, but like not like in like a oh poor me way. Like I know I'm enough.
Yeah.
But you know when you're in like those spaces and you're like. Oh, like
you're like nervous or it's like you're like I don't want to talk about the boy I have a crush on to this group of lesbians because like they're not gonna get it.
Not even like you're not gonna get it, but it's like I just know like it because I also have it too where like I hear about a man and I'm like ugh. It's just like the idea that I have of like how like maybe just me stereotyping like the lesbian experience like you know what I mean, like I feel like luckily like you guys are cool and I know that you guys love me because like we're all friends and stuff, but like I feel like I like inherently like I have to prove myself to lesbians, you know, because I'm not a fully, I'm just a halfie, like. But that's also, like you guys talk about like the experience.
It's like wizards, you know, like if you're half blood.
Oh yeah, I'm a lead blood. Oh my God, fuck J.K. Rowling. Another enemy of the pod.
J.K. Rowling is an enemy of the pod. We would like to clear that up here first.
But it's like you guys didn't do anything wrong. It's just like it's my intrusive thoughts and it's my like fears as a person.
I think we've also reinforced them in some ways. So just know that we are gonna woo when you find somebody.
I know.
We're gonna woo when you. Yeah.
It's gonna be hard to woo when I'm kissing you both.
Woo!
No, I really appreciate you both. I think I was just having like a scared thought in my head, and I was like, I hope you guys really liked me.
Oh my God, we really like you no matter what.
Thanks. I really like you guys, too. Even if you're lesbians.
You're lesbians.
Especially if you're lesbians.
We'll still like you even if you decided you were coming out as straight.
Oh my God. Wait, what if that's where the pod... That's not where the pod's going, but, like, what if that happened?
I mean, we couldn't be two gay Leos anymore.
What if it was just a phase? What if I wasn't emo anymore, too? What if I'm straight and normal?
Yeah, what if the sun was green? Come on.
That would be bonkers.
Would never happen. We wake up tomorrow, the sun's green.
Oh my God, nightmare fuel. Like, don't get me out of here. I look terrible in green light.
And that's why we will always be two gay Leos, you know?
And that's that.
And that's that. Oh, I feel like that's a good way to end.
Okay, good.
Unless you want to add anything else.
Love you. Mean it.